This fall, the University of Vermont welcomes Suresh Garamella as its 27th president. But as VPR's Amy Kolb-Noyes reports, the state's flagship university is far from the only Vermont college undergoing a change of leadership.
I shall endeavor to the best of my ability to fulfill all of the duties and responsibilities of president of the University of Vermont.
With all the pomp and circumstance of an official installation ceremony, in early October, Garamella became the newest college president in Vermont. But he's not the only leader new to the job. Bennington College, Champlain College, and the Vermont College of Fine Arts are all operating under interim presidents. The presidents of St. Michael's College and Goddard College are both just in their second year on the job. And Norwich University is currently undergoing a presidential search. After 28 years at the helm of Norwich, Richard Schneider will retire after this school year. He is the longest tenured college president in Vermont by two decades. He says he announced his plans to retire 5 years ago.
It's kind of a military thing to make sure you have good succession of commands. And so we told him 5 years in advance, and we have four candidates. Then in January, the board will pick, and then I, hopefully if everything works out right, I'll retire on the 31st of May.
But that level of planning is the exception. Other leadership turnovers at Vermont colleges have happened much more quickly. Susan Stightley is the president of the Association of Vermont Independent Colleges, and she's witnessed the changes firsthand.
So there's been a change from 10, 15 years ago where many of the college presidents were older, had been in their jobs a long time. They retired, a fresh new crop of first-time college presidents came, and now we're just seeing, you know, some change in that as well.
I still feel like it's brand new.
That's Landmark College president Peter Eden. 8 years into the job, he'll soon be Vermont's longest-serving independent college chief.
Because the challenges are so great, and things change so swiftly, you never seem to be, you know, complacent and just running the train. It's never that way.
Changes in college enrollment and the rising cost of higher education have forced schools to adapt or close. Three Vermont colleges have been shuttered this year, and a fourth, Marlborough College, has announced plans to close its campus in the spring. Bennington College interim president Isabel Roche says the changing higher education landscape is likely playing a part in the leadership changeovers as well.
It's a challenging job. There's that. I'm getting a chance to really try that on this year and can see the challenges and the pressures, particularly on small colleges. But I think also it's not necessarily, I would say, a bad thing. You know, institutions go through periods of real renewal with new leadership.
Roche says the decrease in presidential tenures is being experienced nationwide. She noted the last Bennington College president was in the job for 6 years, the president before that, 25. Shorter tenures appear to be the new normal.
For each institution, that length of time is different. But I think it's probably safe to say that the days of the very long tenures of college presidents, those are going to be fewer and farther between.
But Roche says there's an upside to the turnover.
Having, you know, fresh eyes and new perspective and new ideas is really healthy for institutions. And, you know, somebody asking the right questions or new questions or the same questions in a new way is really important.
That's especially important now when small colleges are struggling with declining enrollment and trying to retool to stay alive. For VPR News, I'm Amy Kolb-Noyes.